Welcome to FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, a double dose of contract extensions. It was a busy news day on Tuesday as not one but two NASCAR playoff drivers signed a contract extension with their current teams. William Byer and Eric Amarola both signed an agreement that will keep them at Hendrick Motorsports and at Stewart Haas Racing, respectively. For William Byron, he announced that he has signed a deal through 2022, extending his tenure at the team for an additional 2 years. This comes just 3 days after his first career win at Daytona, in which he locked himself into the playoffs. He tweeted, and I quote, "It's been a fun ride so far with at Team Hendrick, and I'm excited to finally share that I've signed up through 2022 in the number 24. Thanks for all the support. Now let's go to Darlington and lock ourselves into the next round, the hashtag NASCAR playoff." A little bit before that was Eric Amarola announcing that he has signed a deal to remain part of the number 10 car and Stewart Haas Racing through next season. Amarola has not had a win yet this season, but has had the best year of his career so far to date. Also announced was Smithfield Foods will be on Amarola's number 10 car for 26 races next season. Number 2, Kyle Busch competing in his final Xfinity race of the year. Kyle Busch will compete in the first race of the NASCAR Xfinity Series doubleheader at Richmond Raceway next weekend. This was first reported by Bob Pockris of Fox Sports. The Gold Bowling 250 will round out his Xfinity Series schedule this year, and Busch will drive the number 54 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota in the race. In his four Xfinity starts this year, Busch has one win, three top fives, and three top tens. However, at Richmond, he has six wins, 16 top fives, and 19 top tens in 22 Xfinity starts. Gold Bowling 250 will take place Friday, September 11th, 7 p.m. Eastern, TV coverage provided by NBC Sports Network. Number 3, Trevor Bayne returning to NASCAR in the Darlington Truck Race. In a throwback weekend, might as well have some drivers that we really haven't seen in the past couple years to complete the throwback tradition. Trevor Bayne is back in NASCAR after taking off the entire 2019 season. The 2011 Daytona 500 winner will drive the number 40 for Nice Motorsports in this weekend's Darlington Raceway event for the Ganter RV and Outdoor Truck Series. This was announced by the team on August 31st. Bayne said in a team statement provided by Nice Motorsports, and a quote, "After almost 2 years of being out of the seat, I'm so excited and grateful for another chance to go racing. The call from Nice Motorsports to get back behind the wheel was unexpected and came together really fast. They have a great group and a lot of potential with the program, and I am looking forward to working with everyone there and going back racing this weekend." End quote. Number 40 will boost sponsors Plan B Sales and Pro Seller 8 for the race. Last time Bayne was in a NASCAR was in the NASCAR Cup Series in 2018, finishing 21st at Texas in the 34th race of the season. This will, however, mark Trevor Bayne's debut in the Truck Series. In the Cup Series, he has one win and five top fives, while in the Xfinity Series, he has two wins and 25 top five finishes. For all the latest on the return of Trevor Bayne, the extensions of Eric Amarola and William Byron to contracts, and news notes from around the world of NASCAR, check out FrontStretch.com. That is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. Like always, I am Brian Nolan. You can follow me on Twitter at TheBrianNolan. You can follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch. Also give a rating and review to Dustin Albino and Mike Neff's podcast. They do a great job each and every week, so subscribe to their podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify today. We would deeply appreciate your support. Give a rating and review if you choose as well. We deeply appreciate it. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.